Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for June 25th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Google Podcasts app, which was updated with a trim silence option in the latest Google app beta, which rolled out on Friday. Basically, this option is going to allow you to remove the miniature pauses throughout podcasts that you listen to, and it's going to be available on the same playback control screen that already exists in Google Podcasts. If you enable it, it will allow you to trim out all the silences in the podcasts you listen to, for instance, the following silence in this podcast. Next up is the Samsung Galaxy S10, which will reportedly ditch iris scanning technology, which has been around since the Galaxy Note 7, for face unlock technology and an in-display fingerprint sensor. Samsung, in this case, would notably be the very first top-tier manufacturer to incorporate an in-display fingerprint sensor, with Apple basically skipping over the technology with the iPhone X, doubling down on its facial recognition technology. And finally, today we have Google Duo 36, which is further confirming some features that we have seen evidence of in previous teardowns of Google Duo, for instance, in Google Duo 27, which gave us our first evidence of Google account linking for multiple device support. In this version, Google is further confirming that multi-device support and tablet support are both in the works. On the multi-device front, this version changes some wording to make it very clear that if you link your Google account, you'll be able to use that account to log into your Google Duo on many devices. And tablet support is kind of part of that, with some strings in this version that further confirm that video calls will be available on tablets. And this is probably one of the number one use cases that multi-device support will be used for. You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.